Should one engage in recreational activities only as a reward for achievement? Or is it morally permissible to pursue recreational activities for their own sake? Well, broadly, of course, recreation, consumption, follows from production. You mean here by pursuing recreational activities, a whole life of recreation, you know, just going to the beach and travel and fooling around and playing a game and going shopping, etc., then that is not morally permissible according to objectivism, because productiveness has an essential role, even if you don't need the money from it, an essential role in the creation and maintenance of your mind and character. And there I refer you to OPAR, where I have a whole section on that. But the fact that recreation presupposes production or is a reward of it does not mean that that is the way you think of it or approach it when you are engaged in it. You don't say, I am playing backgammon as a reward for overtime last night. Or, you know, I am making love because I wrote well yesterday. Once you're engaging in the recreational activity in the right circumstances, you do it for the pleasure, relief, relaxation, whatever that it gives you. You don't sit there and think of everything you did to earn it. In the same way as you had to earn your money, but you don't each time you spend it itemize all the things you did that earned you the money.